Welcome to the podcast series, Interest Rates with Mates, with Colin, Todd, Sean, Jody, and Sarah. Good morning. It's Tuesday today. We got a bit busy yesterday.
So it's not Happy Monday, it's Happy Tuesday. So.
Oh, it's just one of those days yesterday. Oh, that's all right.
I was busy in Sydney with Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay. So everywhere you read is Tay-Tay.
Yeah. Tay-Tay's everywhere.
Yep.
All right. Bridging finance. A word that is
a great topic.
It is a great topic, and it is a word that has been thrown around quite a bit at the moment, and it is a word that people are afraid of.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's just because it's not utilised.
That's it.
Bridging finance used to be a massive thing. I think we're talking just off off air, I'll say. just a second ago, like bridging finance, 10 years ago was massive.
Yeah.
Everyone was doing bridging finance, and then I suppose some of the lenders pulled away from doing bridging finance, and then it left a sort of a small group of lenders that had appetite for doing bridging bridging loans.
Yep.
So I think now there's probably a good handful that still do bridging finance, but there's a few things we need to be mindful of, which we'll talk about today.
Yep. And on the sunny coast where we're based, the market is picking up. So we're seeing a lot of people that are wanting to do bridging finance. You know, the normal route has been a pre-approval subject to sale.
Yep.
But that always comes with risks. So bridging finance is a way to avoid that and, you know, go to an auction or make an offer and still keep your current home.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So I suppose probably the two big things to look out for would be whether you need an end debt, you know, once you've sold a property. So assuming you're downsizing, for example, you might own your house outright with no mortgage and you're looking to downsize into something a bit smaller or for a lower cost value. So the banks, I mean, there are a handful of banks there that will basically bridge the gap. So give you the money that you need to buy the next property to downsize to.
Yeah.
But they're not making any income assessment on borrowing capacity because they're factoring in no end debt once you've sold the existing home. So so there are
pensioners.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, well, Sean, you had an 86-year-old.
Correct.
Who bought at an auction, downsizing, and there was a lender there that considered, you know, her bridging scenario. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think she was on an age pension, but there was no income assessment. So it was purely just an asset to bridge the gap.
Yep.
And then that debt's now being cleared on the sale of her home.
Mm. Yep. Mm. So we'll go through a couple of options today. We'll go through the lenders that do have an end debt at the end of the transaction, so an end mortgage, and then we'll go through the scenario of having no end debt, and we'll compare the two.
Yep.
So the lenders that we've sort of got is about four on our panel that do end debt, and the way that it works, and I've brought up a little calculator to sort of run through. So let's say you've got a valuation on your property worth 1.25, okay?
Yep.
You've got an existing mortgage, let's say $650,000, okay? Mm. So we're telling the bank that at the end of that, that is the loan that we want to bridge to the new property.
Yep.
All right. The bridging loan, so the cost to purchase a new property. So this is how it's all sort of combined together. And we'll run through what the quirks of peak debt and end debt is shortly. But let's say you've got you literally want to purchase another property at the same amount, just a different location.
Yeah.
So you put the contract price in, let's say 1.25 again. We always have to factor in stamp duty. Stamp duty is payable everywhere you go.
Fixed cost.
Fixed cost. So making sure that we include those costs. Now, depending on what you want to do for that new property, we can get extra funds as well. So if you want 100 grand for renovations on the new property, we can do that on bridging loan as well. So that's where we put the extra funds in.
Yep.
And then any cash contributions. So, you know, let's say 80,000, then that will reduce your loan at the end of it. So we've got total funds required is about 1.9 million.
Yeah.
Now that sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah. And then people think they can't do it. They think it's impossible.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, the important thing is the bank's not servicing you on that peak debt amount, though. They're still servicing you on what the end debt loan is, and you still make repayments on the end debt as well through the bridging period. So
yes. So we'll come to the end debt shortly, but in terms of interest, and this is where the main question comes in with all of our clients, is what interest am I paying? How much am I paying? How long am I paying it for? Bridging loan with selected lenders usually is about 12 months. So you've literally got about 12 months to sell your current property.
Yep.
You're looking at about 8.5% to 9% for that interest. Now that is capitalized into the loan. Mm-hmm. So when I say capitalized, it means you don't have to pay anything within that 12 months in terms of that interest amount.
Yeah,
it all gets capitalized and taken off once you sell.
Yeah,
and it gets factored into the end debt.
That's right.
Residual lending. Yep.
Yep. So in this scenario that we've gone through, the estimated interest is about $96,000. Now, again, if you sell within 2 months, you're going to pay $15,000 worth of interest.
Yeah.
Yep. So the bank will always factor in the full 12 months to make sure that you're covered.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Making sense so far?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yep.
Love bridging scenarios. So we come to the end debt. So the end debt is pretty much made of the existing mortgage that we've talked about, that's $650,000, and it's taken into account a bit of interest, about $100,000 worth. So we're left with an end debt of about $850,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So, yes, it is a little bit more than what the original loan balance was, and that's just purely down to the interest.
Yep. Okay. And they've obviously allowed a little bit more in that end debt too, because they're working on
$100,000 worth of interest.
Exactly. Yep. And there's also other buffers in there as well, just correct, to allow for security margin risk and stuff like that.
Yeah, and they wanted a little bit more for a reno in this instance. So,
yep. So nine times out of ten, that end debt will be significantly less.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So, and like we said, the end debt is what the bank is making the assessment on, not the peak debt, which is the higher figure there that Sean said was 1.9.
Now there is a lender out there that do require you to service the peak debt.
Yeah, but that's where we filter through.
That's what we're saying. No, we're not doing
bridging. It's not really bridging finance. Yeah.
So that's how it works. It is very simple to do. How it's done is the bank that we go to, we refinance your current mortgage because the bank that we're going to will not take a second mortgage at your current property.
Most of them don't.
Not when you're doing bridging finance. Not when you're doing bridging. It's got to be first mortgage security purposes. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So that is an end debt scenario. So relatively straightforward. The other option that we have is the no end debt. So Colin, what you're saying?
Yep. So no end debt. Yep.
So no end debt. Now we've got a lender on a panel called Bridget. They purely specialise in bridging. I've done about 3 or 4 applications through them. And it's basically if you've got a $1.2 million property and you're looking to downsize, to $700,000, and you can still have an existing mortgage.
Yep.
So long as Bridget know that you're going to pay that out when you sell.
Yeah.
And there's no end debt, they'll give you a conditional approval within 24 hours.
And there's a lot of customers, like you said before, with the property market being strong at the moment, that are looking to downsize.
Yes.
Whether it be to remain on the Sunshine Coast or into another area where they are downsizing with no requirement for an end debt, so a mortgage.
Yep.
And Bridget, they have been fantastic for us and for our customers.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's perfect for retirees.
Yeah.
Creates that peace of mind. They're not going to have to rent between trying to change properties. It means that they can get into the property that they want to for their retirement while they're selling the family home.
Yeah.
And they just get to move once, not twice. So it's an emotional thing that just creates peace of mind for people.
Yeah. The other good thing with Bridget too is Sean, you were telling me that they'd bridge to land as well.
They do.
Wow.
So, yeah. So another thing that I've sort of discussed with them is that let's say you've got a property worth 1.2 and you want to build your own property. Yeah. So you've got a contract of sale of land of $500,000.
Yep.
They will do that in a heartbeat. Now, you still might need a mortgage for your build component. So this is where we can do a pre-approval at a bank that noting that we'll, obviously we'll settle on the land and the land's theirs once everything goes through, and then we can do a pre-approval in the background for a build.
Yep.
They are the only lender that will take security over vacant land.
It's a great policy.
It is a fantastic
policy. It's a niche, really, out of all the lenders on our panel. Yep. No one does bridging with land, as I understand it, except for Bridget.
Yep.
So it's a great policy niche for them.
Yep. So in terms of time frames, I always say if we're going to St. George, CBA, ANZ for bridging, you have to start 1 month in advance.
Mm. Yeah.
Because in terms of turnaround times, bridging is still quite specialised.
Yep.
There's only a few assessors that get allocated to bridging.
Yep.
So I usually say like literally about 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. And if you're going to ASAP, really.
Yeah, and if you're going to auction, we've had a few clients that are going to auction where we can get conditional approval, subject to obviously an auction. Mm-hmm. There's a few little risks that we've got to be careful of, but essentially Bridget and there's other lenders that do the end debt bridging finance where we've had people auction ready.
Yep.
Beautiful.
So. So, yeah, bridging is getting more common, and that's just purely the fact that the market is back up and running. And it's a good way to get the best offer on the table.
Yeah.
Well, we'd probably manage 2 or 3 scenarios a week at the moment for bridging finance where, like 2 years ago, we wouldn't have heard from a customer that needed bridging finance in months. You know, so it definitely is a talking point at the moment. There are lenders that have appetite for it, and it's definitely something that that we do at Mason Finance. So for any listeners that are thinking of downsizing but really nervous about the transition, give us a call.
We've
got finance experts here that know bridging finance at the back of their hands. So.
And the scenario literally takes about 2 minutes to run through.
Yep.
And we can either see if there's going to be a mortgage at the end or no mortgage and then go from there.
Excellent.
Very good. It wasn't that bad, was
good
it?
Good discussion.
Yeah. Great discussion. So
it's always a topic that we're getting more familiar with it. We're understanding it a bit more, and lenders are changing their policies to make it a bit easier as well. Especially with Bridget.
And people need that peace of mind. You know, what property are they going to next?
Absolutely.
Especially in the rental market where you can't get rentals at the moment. You know that it's daunting to think you're selling your family home to go to what?
Yeah.
Whereas in this case, it just gives you that peace of mind.
Sure does.
It gives you 12 months peace of mind.
Yeah, it does.
And bridging finance is really good for people that are about to put their house on the market but don't want to until they've actually found the next house to transition to.
Yeah.
And you don't have to list your property either. You can get a Form 6 to say that you've actively engaged a real estate agent.
Yep.
And that's enough information for the bank to go, okay, they're looking to sell quite quickly.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyone that needs bridging finance, give us a call.
Give us a call. All right. Bridging finance. Gives me the creepy jeebies.
We got through it.
We got through it. All right. We'll see you next fortnight. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. If you have any feedback, questions, or suggestions for future topics, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. All of these episodes are available to download for free wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, take care.